8:32 is the morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, talking about preschool and options coming up for the upcoming school year, just about ready to wrap up this school year. Jillian Wiesenberg from the South Central Early Learning Hub in. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So talk about preschool. I guess, first of all, from an education standpoint, why is preschool so important?
Well, let me start with the South Central Early Learning Hub is one of 16 hubs across the state under the State Department of Early Learning and Care. And part of our responsibility is to align and coordinate services for children, and also that families are stable and attached, that families are very important to us so that children are ready for kindergarten. So that's why the state has given the hub the ability to qualify children for preschool promise. And what we have found in talking to schools, we found that it's important for children to have those social skills. It's important for children to have fun with other children. It's important for children to learn how to follow directions and be ready to enter kindergarten. And so it's huge to get them familiar. And so what we did was we formed a partnership in Douglas County with K through 12's Head Start, Preschool Promise, and other publicly funded preschools to kind of do a campaign to get people to sign up now for preschool or kindergarten.
And by thinking about it now, they've got time to kind of work on some of their options.
Correct. And so for Preschool Promise, for example, they have to be 3 or 4 by September 1st. And then for kindergarten also, they have to be 5 by September 1st. And so for Preschool Promise, they have to be an Oregon resident, and there's an income limit, as there is for Head Start, too.
And if people are kind of exploring this right now, where do they go in terms of looking around online?
Okay, well, they can look it up under the South Central Early Learning Hub. And what I can give you a phone number, which might be, well, actually, they can contact us for all of it, but it's SCELH.com, or call their local elementary school to talk to them about kindergarten. And also, they can call us at 541-957-4809.
So tell me more about what the South Central Early Learning Hub, kind of what the whole purpose is.
The purpose is to gather together all of the entities that provide services for early learning. So it could be behavioral health, it could be early intervention, it could be businesses, families. We really, really have a good focus on families, and we have a family group that gets together and helps us guide our work. It's not just Douglas County. We have Douglas County, Klamath County, and Lake County. We have the largest geographic hub. It's 19,721 square miles. So it's working together in the region and looking at what families want. And so we really, really try to have conversations with families. And our Family Governance Council has been meeting for about a year and a half, and they're from across the whole region, and they are doing phenomenal work about why they think children are important and what they would like for children.
How did you get into this whole field?
I was with the Commission on Children and Families, which was 0 to 18 for 20 years, and as that was sunsetted by the legislature, the early learning world, the council, the state early learning council was formed. And then they asked for 16 early learning hubs to be formed. And we gathered together with the other counties and said we would like to have a hub for all of us. And we were accepted.
And what got you into education then to begin with?
Family. I have a lot of teachers in my family, and early education and K through 12. And just with my own children, I saw the difference that going to preschool made for them when they got ready for kindergarten. They were ready to follow directions, sit. They were ready to learn. It's not just about knowing colors and numbers and letters. It's about having that openness to explore the world and to interact with other children and teachers.
What about for preschoolers, kindergartners? Do you feel like maybe they're getting too much exposure to devices early in life?
I hope not, because in Preschool Promise and Head Start and other publicly funded, they aren't. That's not what's focused on. So what's focused on is more free play, you know, playing with a kitchen, playing, you know, kind of choices of what to do. And so it's more the imagination. I think the imagination, as the American Pediatric Society tells us, screen time is not good. And so it's better to spend the time with children and figure out imaginary things, whether it's outside and it's bugs or other things, flowers, just looking at things, going for walks. I think that's really important for the development of children's brains.
And I wonder sometimes if parents, just given all the stresses of things going on, sometimes it's easier to let an iPad be sort of a babysitter.
Yes, yes, and I've seen that. And if parents feel that that's important for them, my hope would be the balance. It would be the remembering that it's so important to do eye contact. There's a catch and return with little babies and children where that eye contact is really important. So when you do something like catch and return, you see what a baby or a child is doing and you reflect that. So if they're smiling at you, you smile back. If they're saying something, you say back what they say, and that's critical. And so just the eye contact, I think a lot of times we're so involved in screen time ourselves that we have to remember that is how they're learning. That's how everything is going into their computer brain, is by what we're doing.
So you feel really good then about what you guys are doing about not doing that and about addressing all these other areas you just talked about.
Correct, correct. And then we also at the Hub have what's called Community Uplift. And that is an information and referral. So we tell people who are going to public funded, you know, preschool or K through 12, it's providing a service so that if a parent wants a service and they call us, we talk to them, and then they may think they want one thing, and then they can access five. So we give them the choice. Gee, you can access these five. What would you like? We follow that up with the provider. We have a database, and it's all by people, and we follow it up and make sure that the parents' choices are followed up by the other provider. And so we make sure that there's a whole process. So it would be prenatal to five or up to 21 if the child has a disability.
And again, remind folks on the age in terms of when the child has to be three or four, when is the date for that?
The date for that is September 1st, whether it's for preschool or kindergarten. So they need to be three or four by September 1st, 2024. Or for kindergarten, they need to be five by September 1st, 2024.
All right, a lot of options there in the South Central Early Learning Hub. Your number 957-4809. Anything else we should cover?
That's great. If people are welcome to call us, they're welcome to also ask for Community Uplift services. We're the one-stop shop where they can just talk to us, and then we can help them get what they need.
All right, Jillian Wiesenberg, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
841 at the Morning Report.